Now to Russia, where the collapse of the Soviet Union brought Russians the freedom to travel abroad, and in recent years, the prosperity to travel for fun. This holiday season, though many Russians are foregoing winter getaways, two of the most popular destinations, Egypt and Turkey, are off limits, and the sagging economy is also keeping Russians at home. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports on how they're coping.
Just last year, ads for vacation travel packages were everywhere on Russian television. Antalya, on Turkey's Mediterranean coast, was a favorite spot for Russian tourists, with warm, sandy beaches of a kind hard to find in Russia. But after Turkey shot down a Russian warplane near the Syrian border in November, Russia banned tourists from traveling there. Travel to Egypt was also banned after terrorists blew up a Russian jetliner, bringing tourists home from holidays on the Red Sea. That was a heavy blow for travel agencies, since nearly 3 million Russians visited Egypt just last year.
Travel agencies tried to suggest different destinations like Arab Emirates, like Israel.
That's Andrei Gavrilov, president of the Alliance of Tour Agencies, an industry lobby group. He says some Russian tourists are heading to Southeast Asia, Cambodia, and Thailand.
But for a shorter period of time and maybe different category of hotels, I mean 4 stars instead 5 stars.
The devalued ruble, he says, has raised the cost of overseas travel by more than 30%. That makes domestic travel a lot more attractive. I went to Moscow's Domodedovo Airport to see where Russians are going to spend their New Year holidays. A couple of 20-somethings with snowboards were checking into a flight to Sochi. Alexander Vasilyev planned to spend New Year's with friends at the new ski resort built for the Winter Olympics. Vasilyev says they would have gone to Europe, but there's not much snow this year, so Sochi is just as good, and he says, much cheaper. His buddy, Anton Chernoyarov, says they wouldn't go to Turkey on principle. They're patriots, and the Turks shot down their plane.
Your attention, please. For security reasons, please don't accept
any... Anna Kravchenka and Denis Bilov are traveling on business today, but they're thinking about where to spend their holidays.
England or Europe?
But it depends on all situation next year.
She's 32 and a homemaker. He's a realtor, age 44. Turkey and Egypt are not great losses to them because they've visited each several times. They've been to Europe, too, during their student days, but they're feeling a certain urgency about going back.
Europe is changing now, and we don't know how it will be in 5 years or 10 years. I think the Europe will change extremely.
Because we have heard from the friends that German cities, for example, Frankfurt, is very changing because of the people with another culture.
What they're saying reflects what Russians are hearing on state-run television, that Europe is being degraded by the arrival of Muslim refugees. The official line promoted by Russia's tourism chief, Oleg Safonov, is that foreign beach vacations are alien to Russian tradition. His assertion proved embarrassing when it emerged that Safonov himself had owned 2 houses on the Seychelles Islands, a sunny paradise in the Indian Ocean. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.